Lisa Murkowski has stood up to Republican Party nominee Joe Miller to become the first person in 56 years and the first woman ever to win a write-in campaign for a seat in the U.S. Senate. Victory became certain last night when the hand count of write-in ballots put Murkowski ahead by 10,400 votes. The senator traveled to Anchorage today, where she's scheduled to meet reporters around 6 o'clock and where she will likely declare herself the victor. The margin between the candidates' vote tallies is more than the 8,153 ballots challenged by Miller's observers of the count. Joining us is APRN's Dave Donaldson in Juneau. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, Miller has said that because of the differences between the challenged and unchallenged ballot count, he would not pursue any further legal action in the race. Does that still stand?
As far as we know, it does stand. It would really, you know, the math just isn't there for anybody to take it to court. But that is, let's be specific, that is over those spelling and handwriting issues that they were challenging the ballot zone that they raised during that counting process down here in Juneau. He has, you know, rekindled issues of voting irregularities, some of those things that were brought up late last week. He's trying to raise doubts about just the integrity of the election. His staff is, you know, just simply saying, we want to review all of those ballots or at least some of those precincts where we think we have questions and we think that we weren't counted correctly. Again, we're started looking at those sort of things that could go to court.
At one point, he asked for a hand recount of the ballots. Do you think that's likely?
No, I don't think it is likely at this point. You know, we're talking 192,000 ballots that were cast in this race. Actually, it's probably a little bit more than that. I haven't seen the latest numbers here, but anyhow, it's not likely to happen. He will now review just some precinct logs that the state has offered to provide all of them. He went to court, and the state said, didn't need to go to court. We'd give them to you. The recount itself would be a free recount if it were within a 0.5% of the, the difference between the two candidates were 0.5% or less. And that's out of the question, and it's way more than that right now. And actually, the recount also would be done strictly by computer, so it's just out of the question at this point.
All right, so what's next?
What's next is we keep seeing how long Joe Miller wants to fight things. And in fact, if he does find something that he wants to go to court about, he will go to court with it. And at some point, he doesn't have to concede. That's not a requirement. All that has to be done is the vote has to be certified with a simple signature on November 29th.
All right, Dave, thanks for that update.
Okay.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.